The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
Today I shall speak to you on the greatest of all beginnings. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week at this time over this station. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for thy divine illumination on the declaration of thy sacred word. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Dear ones, today we begin a new adventure. I'm going to take you through the whole Gospel of Mark. There's a tendency for many of us preachers to preach on the same topics over and over and over again. And that means that our precious church people are not getting a rich diet, and they're not getting a balanced diet. So this leads to the spiritual growth of church people being retarded, which prevents people from coming to spiritual strength and maturity. So if I were to preach to you on the same four or five topics over and over again, it would be like a cook serving his clients beans and carrots and peas and tomatoes over and over and over again. This is not, my friends, the way to build strong bones, healthy bodies, ready for the fight of life. So then let's begin with this Gospel of Mark, and my dear friends, tell your neighbors about this preaching coming up. Tell your friends that there's a pastor that's on radio that's going to take you all the way through one of the Gospels, just about verse by verse. Because many of the people I'm speaking to don't have a Bible. They don't know what's in the Bible. Many have never heard the gospel story. Many of you are listening in China and India and Japan and so forth, and you don't have a Bible. So tune in to this broadcast every week at this time, and you'll get the whole gospel story about Jesus from the beginning to the end in these next months or years. You may also suggest to people from other religious faiths to learn what Christianity is all about, and there's no better way in learning it than letting somebody walk you through a whole gospel. Now, to begin with, we want to establish the authorship of the Gospel of Mark. We want to answer the question, who wrote this gospel? And for that answer, we go to the 12th chapter of the book of Acts, where we read in the 25th verse the name of the author of this gospel. It says there, "But the word of God grew and multiplied, and Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark." So, my friend, it is agreed by all scholars of the Bible that this gospel was written by a John Mark, who accompanied Paul and Barnabas. He is the one. That's the Mark, as mentioned here in the book of Acts. It's also commonly believed that John Mark was converted by the Apostle Peter. Early scholars of the church, the early church fathers, unanimously affirmed that John Mark wrote this gospel on the authority of Peter. But then, my friend, we can go a little deeper than we've gone so far, and we do that by beginning to read the first verse of this gospel. And this is what it says: "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." So, when it comes right down to the bottom line, this is neither the Gospel of Peter nor the Gospel of Mark. It is the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let me read that first verse again of this great gospel. It says, "The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." So, Mark was only an instrument through which this gospel was dictated from heaven. Now, let us start with this gospel with a word-by-word or phrase-by-phrase study for just a little bit. So, notice the word the beginning of the gospel. Let us fix our attention on the meaning of the word beginning. Life is full of beginnings. There's a beginning of the marriage. There's a beginning of the new year. There's a beginning of a new era, of a new age. There was a beginning of the Industrial Revolution, the beginning of the Great Reformation. There was a beginning of the space exploration. There was a beginning of nations and empires. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is the greatest beginning the world has ever seen. And you and I are privileged to live on this side of this great beginning, to enjoy all the benefits of this gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is God's crowning work, and it is his supreme revelation, and nothing greater ever happened in human history than the coming of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Friend, when you get into the gospel, and the gospel gets into you, you are, my friend, reaching the highest state of living, of joy, and of peace, and of ecstasy possible to attain on the face of the earth. So the gospel began with Jesus Christ. Verse 1, I'll read it again. One of the ways by which you teach people is by repetition. It says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So Jesus Christ himself is the heart of the gospel. If you have a gospel without Jesus, you have no gospel. If you have Jesus, you have the gospel. And of course, the word gospel means good news. Peter is writing his gospel through Mark, and by doing so, he's addressing the whole world. And this is interesting because, my friend, when you go into this gospel of Mark, you don't have the strong Jewish influence that you find in the gospel of Matthew, for example. You have to remember that Peter was a very, very strong Jewish person, even after Pentecost, the birth of the church. After Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter still thought that the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, was only for the Jews, and God had to do something special for him to let him see that the gospel is for everybody. Of course, when Peter, through Mark, wrote this gospel, it was a year somewhere between 60 and 64 A.D., and by this time Peter, the Jew, had read all the epistles of Paul. And so Peter, by the writing of this gospel through Mark, had received a worldwide evangelistic vision for everyone in the world to be saved through Jesus Christ the Lord. This gospel, my friend, as it is delivered to humankind, is good news, because it delivers men from shame and from guilt and from burdens, from the chains of sin, to make them sons and daughters of God. So this gospel, as John puts it in his epistle, the gospel of Christ, is that Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil, to break the power of sin, so that God could dwell in us, and so that we might no longer live unto sin, but unto righteousness, and that we have communion with God, and that we may walk with God. Oh, what a marvelous beginning, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now further notice, as we contemplate this first verse, the names mentioned here in this passage. There are three of them. There's the name Jesus. And the angel of God told us that this name Jesus here means he shall save his people from their sins. So in the very first verse of this gospel of Mark, we see that Jesus came to save us from our sins. The second name that's mentioned here in verse 1 is Christ. In the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our text says. And Christ means the anointed one of God, the Holy One of God. And the third name we find in the first verse of this gospel is Son of God, which means that Jesus, the incarnate man of God, was begotten of God, pure and holy and spotless, which qualifies him to take our sins upon himself. He became man to be one of us. So we have a new beginning here, and the central figure of this beginning is Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus said later, the law and prophets were until John. That's John the Baptist. Since that time, the gospel is preached and every man presses into it. Now, if you're new to the gospel, the word or the name John is a new name to you, because as we continue the study of the Gospel of Mark, we see that Mark begins to talk about a John the Baptist. John the Baptist was another character of prominence in the Bible, and he was a forerunner of Jesus. He prepared the way for Jesus. So John became a decisive figure in the history of the church. Before John came, the law and the prophets had prominence in the lives of men. But now, with the coming of John the Baptist, the preparer of the way for Jesus Christ, the gospel began to be preached to all mankind. Now, my friend, if you don't have the gospel, and if the gospel of Jesus Christ does not have you, you're lost. You cannot save yourself. Millions of people think that they can save themselves by good works. No, that is not the case. We cannot save ourselves. Only Jesus can save us. And the fact that he can, and he wants to save us all, is good news. It's the gospel. When I was a 16-year-old boy in Germany, I was about to graduate from high school. I said to myself, what am I here for? Who put me into this world? And what am I supposed to do with my life? And where do I go when I die? And I didn't want to graduate from high school without having the answers to these questions. I could not face the fact that, having gone through all of elementary and high school, that I was not taught by any one of my professors the basic questions of life. The question of origin, where do I come from? The question of purpose, what are we here for? And the question of destiny, where do we go when we die? So to me, at 16 years of age, the whole educational system was a great failure, because it failed to address what I really needed to know. I had no religion. I never picked up a Bible to read, to look for answers. But in those years of my early teens, something began to dawn upon my soul, and that is that I knew I was lost, and somehow life had to make sense. Somehow within me, without having read the Bible, I knew, my friend, that there was a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. And so in my despair, I went to the pastor of a large church. He was very well educated. He had a doctor's degree. And I asked him, Pastor, what must I do to be saved? And he said to me, young man, do more good works than bad works, and you'll make it to heaven. But immediately, in the moment of a twinkling of an eye, I knew that this was not the right answer. First of all, how could I know what was good and bad? Of course, some things are very obvious, but others are not. What was better, to go to the park, or to play a game of soccer, or to stay at home and read Shakespeare? What's good and what's bad? And secondly, how could I possibly keep track of what's good and bad? And thirdly, if good works would save me, then I would not need a savior. I could save myself. So something within me told me that I could not save myself. I needed a savior. And so the gospel of Jesus Christ is about how we can find a savior. The only savior in the world, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Well, dear ones, it's very hard to stop here, but it's time for me to stop. And we're still in the first verse of Mark chapter 1, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the beginning of it. So the next time we'll learn more about this wonderful Savior who came into the world to save us. Thank you for listening to the Called Obedience Radio Ministry, and tune in again next week as we continue our study of Mark. I'm Pastor Schulze. Goodbye now. Until then.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.